Okay, go back to a little bit from last week. August 12th, 1934. A sudden illness, a mortal suffering. It was not death. That's to say, a passing over to real life. But a taste of the sufferings of death. It's real experience, eh? Although he gives us eternal life, death is dreadful. Suddenly I felt sick. I gasped for breath. There was darkness before my eyes. My limbs grew numb, and there was a terrible suffocation. Even a moment of such suffocation is extremely long. There also comes a strange fear, in spite of trust. You see, she already used to be trustful to the Lord. That time you lose that kind of feeling. I wanted to receive the last sacraments, but it was extremely difficult to make a confession, even though I decided to do so. A person does not know what he is saying. Not finishing one thing, he begins another. You can imagine at the end of the life, even you invite a priest to hear confession, but it's all confused, that person. So I think she wants to tell us, if you are really preparing your last journey better earlier, then at the end moment, you don't know what talking about. Talk the same thing and then confused. May God keep every soul from delaying confession until the last hour. I understood the great power of the priest's words when they are poured out upon the sick person's soul. When I asked my spiritual father whether I was ready to stand before the Lord and whether I could be at peace, I received a reply. You can be completely at peace, not only right now, but after each weekly confession. Great is the divine grace that accompanies these words of the priest. The soul feels power and courage for battle. Still, it's always a battle, eh? Now it's time is battle. At the end time, it's a real battle, life and death. Oh, my congregation, my mother, how sweet it is to live in you, but it is even better to die in you. After I received the last sacraments, there was a definite improvement. I remained unknown. This lasted for half an hour, and then came another attack. But this one was not so strong, as the doctor intervened. Some injections and so. I united my sufferings with the sufferings of Jesus and offered them for myself and for the conversion of souls who do not trust in the goodness of God. United the suffering with Jesus. You are not the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. But we share a little bit, united with Jesus. Suddenly, my cell was filled with black figures full of anger and hatred for me. One of them said, "Be damned, you and he who is within you, for you are beginning to torment us even in hell." As soon as I said, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, the figures vanished in a sudden whirl. This morning, Sunday scripture, Sunday gospel, the three temptations. Why don't you take this stone to become a bread? Why don't you jump? Why don't you adore me again? listen to the word of God. This is the only way. No argumentation. Don't tell the devil, not because I'm not my time yet, and then Jesus can say also, my time hasn't come, I will wait, No. My time is to do the will of God the Father. Shortcut. Don't elaborate all your reasons. Don't work like in a court, like the lawyer, make all the long. Or in our legislative council, make a long of the argumentation. Just make people fed up, and don't get going out. The next day, I felt very weak, but experienced no further suffering. After Holy Communion, I saw the Lord Jesus just as I had seen him during one adoration. The Lord's gaze pierced my soul through and through. And even the last speck of dust escaped his notice. And he said to Jesus, Jesus, I thought you were going to take me. And Jesus answered, my will has not yet been fully accomplished in you. You will still remain on earth, but not for long. I'm well pleased with your trust, but your love should be more ardent. Pure love gives us so strength at the very moment of dying. When I was dying on the cross, Jesus said, I was not thinking about myself, but about poor sinners, and I pray for them to my Father. Jesus, not even 1 minute thinking for himself, always for others. We always for self, consolation, respect from people. Jesus said, when I was dying on the cross, I was not thinking about myself, but about poor sinners. And I prayed for them to my Father. I want your last moments to be a completely similar to mine on the cross. Nothing else, but only for the glory of God. There is but one price at which souls are bought, and that is suffering united to my suffering on the cross. Suffering, our own suffering, united to suffering, Jesus' suffering on the cross. Pure love understand these words. Carnal love will never understand them. It's very hard to understand. Pure love understand these words. There's only one price in which soul support, and that is suffering united to the suffering of Christ. On the day of Assumption of Mother God, I did not assist at Holy Mass. The woman doctor did not allow me, but I prayed fervently in myself. After a short time, I saw the Mother of God, unspeakably beautiful. She said to me, my daughter, what I demand from you is prayer. Prayer. And once again, prayer. For the world, and especially for your country. For 9 days, receive Holy Communion in atonement and unite yourself closely to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. During these 9 days, you will stand before God as an offering, always and everywhere, at all times and places, date and night. Whenever you wake up, pray in the Spirit. In spirit, one can always remain in prayer for 9 days, and you can imagine suffering. Once my confessor, Father Sopoko, asked me where the inscription should be placed, because there was not enough space in the picture of everything. There's a picture, right? So Sopoko asked, which Jesus, I trust in you, the word is written in Chinese, but, you know, it's written in Polish, originally. So Sopoko asked,